Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden were locked in a tight contest for a four-year term in the White House early Wednesday, with the national outcome of the election hanging on the undecided contest in key political battleground states. Keep the faith, guys. We're going to win this. That's Joe Biden speaking to supporters near his home in Wilmington, Delaware. But as the vote counting continued in several key states where he trailed Trump, Biden warned, "We're going to have to be patient." From the White House, President Trump tweeted, "We are up big, but they are trying to steal the election." Twitter flagged the post as containing information that is disputed and might be misleading. There were no reports of voting after polls had closed as scheduled, but vote counting extended into the early hours on Wednesday. The United States formally exited the Paris Agreement on Wednesday, fulfilling a years-long promise by President Trump to withdraw the world's second-largest greenhouse gas emitter from the global pact to fight climate change. But the outcome of the tight U.S. election contest will determine for how long. Trump's Democratic rival, Joe Biden, has promised to rejoin the agreement if elected. Patricia Espinosa, the executive secretary of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, said the U.S. withdrawal will leave a gap in our regime and the global efforts to achieve the goals and ambitions of the Paris Agreement. The departure makes the United States the only country of 197 signatories to have withdrawn from the agreement hashed out in 2015. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. South Korea's military says a North Korean man was captured after he crossed the heavily militarized border that separates the two bitter rivals. The Joint Chiefs of Staff issued a statement saying the man was detected by surveillance equipment late Tuesday night after he breached the eastern section of the border, prompting the military to issue an anti-infiltration alert. The identified man was taken into custody several hours later after an extensive search. Military says it would launch an investigation into the incident, including whether the man was intending to defect. The Joint Chiefs of Staff said there was no unusual movement by North Korean troops along the border. The incident occurred hours before Seoul restarted civilian tours to the southern part of the demilitarized zone, which was suspended back in October of last year after an outbreak of the African swine fever. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Eta, now a Category 2 storm hovering over northeastern Nicaragua, bringing life-threatening storm surges, catastrophic winds, and flash flooding to the area and other portions of Central America. By Tuesday evening, there were no reports of injuries or deaths in Nicaragua, but in neighboring Honduras, authorities said a child died in a mudslide early Tuesday. The storm is expected to move slowly through the region over the next several days. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for a deadly attack in Vienna. In a statement issued through the Amaq news agency, along with a picture and video purporting to show the gunman, Austrian officials have identified the attacker as a dual citizen of Austria and North Macedonia, who had been sentenced to 22 months in jail and last year for attempting to travel to Syria to rejoin the Islamic State. Gunman, who was killed by police minutes after opening fire on crowded bars, had been released from jail less than a year ago. Britain is raising its terrorism threat level from substantial to severe following recent terrorist activity in France and Austria. Britain's M15 domestic intelligence agency said the severe alert means a terrorist attack is highly likely. It's the fourth highest of the nation's five threat levels. Britain's domestic intelligence agency spokesperson said the alert means people should be on alert but not alarmed, and they said the alert is a precautionary measure. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
The Hits on VOA1. She think I'm a player. She keep running back though, only 'cause I pay her. Roxanne. Arizona Zervas. His friends call him AZ, and that is Roxanne. Before that, Chelsea Cutler, Sad Tonight on VOA 1. I'm Larry London to make you happy with the hits here on VOA 1. Liam Payne is formerly of One Direction. This is a song that's called Stack It Up, and it features a boogie with the hoodie right here on VOA 1.
I don't wanna be broke when I D.I.E. Wanna be living it up in VIP. Tryna get in the club, they wanna CID. Want me to wear nice shoes and a T.I.E. I've been working and getting by, but that ain't enough to satisfy. Cause I got dreams for you and I, so I got money on my mind. So if you wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it. Flex hard like DOE, but right now my car need the MOT, and I can't give the baddie no TIP, but like him I got dreams and they BIG. Try to be a better guy, but that weren't enough to satisfy. I got dreams for you and I got money on my mind. So if you wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it. Lamborghini Urus, bought it when I first saw it. She called me creepin', I had to buy her a purse for it. I think if I ain't have money, I'll be the worst for it. And if I ain't have money, I would've been lost. But the loudest ones was the brokers, I was a talker. The loudest ones was the brokers, and I was struggling. Girls call me friend, now they owe me that money coming in. Seen the wrong fiend, I put it in Louis luggages. Took a sister, lean, bought her a couple luggages. Wasn't always sweet, Capri Suns for 50 cent. Now I just hate to reminisce.
If you wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it.
The hits. It's new music on VOA 1.
as Wonder, the title track from the new album from Sean here on VOA1. Sean's letting his hair grow out, kind of getting that wild do. He also tried to grow a mustache about a month ago. My name is Larry London on VOA1 with BTS and Dynamite.
For this, tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures, negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, whip, run me like a racehorse, pull me like a
working on is something that I'm proud of. Out of the box and epoxy to the world and the vision we've lost. I'm an apostrophe. I'm just a symbol to remind you that there's more to see. I'm just a product of the system of catastrophe. And yet a masterpiece. And yet I'm half deceased. And when I am deceased, at least I go down to the grave and die happily. Leave the body of my soul to be a part of me. I do what it takes.
Whatever it takes.
And more. VOA 1.
Dua Lipa swan song on VOA 1. She's got a new song and a new video out, which is called Fever from her Future Nostalgia album. My name is Larry London. We also had Kendrick Lamar along with SZA and all the stars on VOA 1. I thank you for tuning into the show. I do want to remind you, if you want to get a VOA 2021 calendar, which features photos of some of America's best and most beautiful city skylines, then you can get that calendar by going to several places. You can go to facebook.com/VOA1TheHits, and you can also get one by going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Both of those Facebook pages will put you where you need to be so you can send us your mailing address and get a VOA 2021 calendar. Stay tuned to VOA 1, The Hits.